A cold front is working its way through our area this afternoon, triggering some areas of wet weather, and there's even the potential for a rumble or two of thunder, especially from the capital region on south, through the late day and early evening. Of course, a cold front is the leading edge of colder air, and we will see cold air arrive in stages over the next couple of days. In fact, the coldest air of the season is likely to reach the area by late this week and over the weekend, when daytime high temperatures on Saturday are likely to fall short of the 50-degree mark in many locations, and there's even the chance for some snow showers across the higher elevations as we head into this weekend. So some big changes are on the way, and they are starting today with that first round of cooler air arriving. So there are some showers around today, and I mentioned again the potential for maybe a rumble of thunder, especially south of Albany, over the next couple of hours. Showers will generally wind down, especially from the capital region on south. As we work into tonight, we are likely to see at least a few lingering showers in areas north and west of Albany through the night, and the breezes will kick up as well as temperatures fall back into the 40s and low 50s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll look for a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It'll be brightest from the capital region on south and east, and cloudiest from the capital region on north and west, where a few showers are possible from time to time. Temperatures will only be in the 50s to near 60 tomorrow, though it will be a bit milder south of Albany, and it will be a breezy day. Moving through the day on Thursday, we will keep the pattern the same, with a blend of clouds and sun, though it looks to be a little bit brighter on Thursday, and the chances for showers are a little bit lower, though there might still be a few mountain showers as we go through the day. Temperatures do remain cool. There's a better chance of showers on Friday as our next installment of cold arrives in time for the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy, high in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy, high in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, chance of an evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, chance of an evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, low 45 to 50. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, breezy, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of mountain showers, with highs in the 50s to around 60. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.